We're starting, we're going to daf Kuf Nun Aleph today. We're starting actually on Kuf Nun Amud Beis, the bottom, by the two dots. Klal Omar Abishol. Now this goes back on the Mishnah from Kuf Nun Amud Aleph, where Abishol was giving a ruling that was lenient. Abishol said, whatever a person is allowed to say, he's allowed to go to be machshech alav. The term machshech means he's allowed to go to the border of the tchum and wait there until it gets dark. Where he can't go over the tchum until it gets dark. But he's for in certain circumstances he's allowed to go to the border and wait. But if clearly we saw on Daf Kuf Nun that a person can't just stam go to the border and wait, be machshech al tchum, unless it's for either a dvar mitzvah or something of a serious thing. Now, a person, I think we should just state a general rule. The isra for going to be machshech is you can't go to be machshech to do something which you cannot do on Shabbos itself. Okay, if you could do that thing on Shabbos, then you could be machshech. That's what Rabbi Shaul is addressing. Now, the Mishnah said a couple of things, and what the Gemara is declaring what Rabbi Shaul was going on. Which part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Shaul, the Gemara says, hey, we're Ilema Reshaka. Let's say he's going on the Resha, on the first part of the Mishnah, which says, hey, machshechin alatchum, you don't go to tchum, let's go po'alam, love your pairs, to rent workers to bring fruit. So the Gemara asks, "Hi, caution is Zakah b'miroso, Rishayani b'chashichoso." This sentence, whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to be machshech. That's not a proper terminology. It should say, "Kol she'ani Zakah b'miroso." Whatever I cannot say, any Rishay b'chashichoso meboyalei. That's what it should say. Whatever I can't say, I can't go to the border of the tchum. I can't be machshech. So the Gemara says that's a good question. Ella, since it doesn't make sense to say it's going on the Reish, it's not a good flow in the words. We're going. I say for it's going on the next part of the Mishnah that says a heter aval machshech lishmor. The Mishnah says that a person can be machshech to go watch Paris, or maybe Paris be other, or to bring Paris at the Shabbos in his hand. Now, so we'll be going on the Sefer saying on things that you're allowed to do, and Abishol would join her and say that whatever you're allowed to say, you're allowed to be machshech. So the Gemara says we still have a problem here. Hi, kol shani zakai b'chashichoso, reshei ani b'miros meboyalei. It should rather say the reverse. Okay, what's tully in what? Is the amira tully in the chashicha or the other way around? The way Abishol says in the Mishnah, it sounds like whatever you're allowed to say, you're allowed to be machshech. But if we're going on that part of the Mishnah, what is that? We don't say anything about Amira, we just said something about being Machshech. So rather, Abishol should say, whatever you can be Machshech on, that's what you can say on Shabbos. Shmuel says, Le'olam, Asefekai. Really, we're going on the Sefer. Abishol is going on the Sefer. Abishol, Ahakai. And he's addressing the following din. Damar of Yehuda, Damar Shmuel, Motor La'odam, Le'mel Chaveri, a person can say to his friend, Shmarli Peres Shebetumcha, please watch for me the Peres that are in your Tchum. I have Peres which are outside of my Tchum, which are in your Tchum. Okay, you have access to my Peres and Shabbos, which I don't have. So do me a favor. You watch my Peres which are in your Tchum, and I will watch your Peres which are in my Tchum, which you can get to your Peres and Shabbos, and I can. Vani Eshmalcha Peres Shebetumi. Come, Rabbi Shaul, Tanakama, and Rabbi Shaul says, Tanakama, Milo Maidis, the Mutar, the Mlaimel Chavero, are you not Maida? You don't admit that person can say to his friend, Shmoli Perish of Tchumcha, watch for me the Perish that are in your Tchum, Fani Yespucha Perish of Tchumi, and I will watch the Perish that are in my Tchum, that are yours? So, the Ema, so if since you know that then, let's say, Ema, Kol Shani Zaka Bamiroso, whatever I'm allowed to say, I'm allowed to go to the border and wait for it. Abishol's, there's an advantage in saying the way Abishol says, and that is there's a more broad heter. The Tanakama is giving his example is quite limiting. He's talking about going to get Paris, going to watch Paris. So Abishol says, listen, why don't you just say it this way? Whatever you're allowed to talk about on Shabbos, you're allowed to be machshech. And that you will include other things, which the Gemara now addresses. What are the things you're including? Klal, lasuye mai. When you say a rule, you're including something. What are you coming to include over here? Marianne says, lasuye, to include hadatan rabbanon, this that we learned in the Brisa. Excuse me, ein machshechin al tchum. A person can go to the border of the tchum lahavi to bring a behema, to bring his animal. Hoisa omedas chosot tchum. If it was standing right over the tchum, kairula, you can call to your animal viba, and it can come. Klal amar Abishol. Abishol says a rule kol shani zaka b'mirasoi. Whatever I'm allowed to say, reshani lahachshech alav. I'm allowed to be machshech. Go to the border of the tchum, machshechin. And I'm allowed to be mashlech for the following things: lefakeach, to be busy or look into al iske kala, things that are necessary for a kala, for the chuppah, vial iske hames, or things that are necessary for a person who had died, lahavila, to bring from arim mitachrichim, the coffin and the shrouds, the arim loy, and we tell a person lech luma complaining, we tell the shlech, go to a certain place and find what's needed over there. And if you don't find over there, in that place, have they bring the items that are necessary from another place. If you don't find the items requested for a mana, which is 100 zuz, have they, then bring it for 200. He disagrees. That last part, he says, you can tell the giver the shliach instructions of where he should go, but you can't give him a price of what he's allowed to say or pay, because that's too much daimer too mekach u'memker, and that cannot be said on Shabbos. Next mishnah, machshichin al tchum, person can go to the border of the tchum lefakeach al iske kala, to take care of the needs for a kala, but eske hames, lahavi la'aron tachrichim, and for the needs of a mes to bring from aron and tachrichim, a new din nachri shehevi chalilin b'shabbos, a nachri, a guy who brought a chalil, that's a flute, or another name for that is a recorder on Shabbos, this was commonly used, the chalil was commonly used in the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah, and by a levaya, to make sad tunes. So if a nachri bought on Shabbos for the needs of there was a Yiddish person who had died, and a nachri had brought a chalil, la yisbud mehen Yisrael, a Yidden should not use it, because the nachri had done it for the Jew. If a nachri did it for the Jew, it cannot be used. Ela imken, unless bo they came imakum karv, from a close place. Let's say it was the makom karav, you would say, would be in the tchum. Also, le'arin, if a guy made for himself an arin, a coffin, a chafer, a kever, or he dug for himself a kever grave, you cover by Yisrael. A yid may be buried in that arin, in that kever, or the arin may be used for Yisrael. V'im b'shvil Yisrael, however, if the guy had made that arin on Shabbos specifically for Yisrael, or he dug a grave specifically for Yisrael, by a kara by a lamis, a Jew may never be buried in that kever or using that arin. Now the Gemara is going to have a disagreement here of what it means. The Mishnah said that Nachri who brought a chalil on Shabbos, a Jew can't use them unless they came makam karv. So what does that mean? My makam karv. What does it mean, makam karv? So Rav Amar, Rav says it means makam karv mamish, literally a close place. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel says chayishinen, where we suspect shema chutz l'chay malanu. Maybe it was came right outside the city wall and it was inside the tchum. So this Shmuel is really saying a kula. Don't be thrown off by the term chayishinan, which is generally used in relation to being machmer about something. Over here it means, it goes lakula. Let's see the first couple of Rashi's in this Gemara. Rashi explains it quite clearly. Rav Amar Makam Karav Mamish, Kalaimar. What does this mean? She adu alanu bebirur. We know very clearly, habir hadavar, the makam karibo, that these chalil, the chil came from a close place, shereinum, shavabayas. We saw that the guy had taken it from his own house and it was inside the tchum. So Rav explains the Mishnah, when are you allowed to use the chalil? If you see and you know with 100% accuracy and clarity that the guy did not bring it from outside the tchum. You don't have to make a hashara, an estimation. You saw it came from his house or where he got it from. There's no problem. Because you'll see, because Shmuel disagrees. Shmuel says, you don't have, as long as you don't know, he takes it the other way. As long as you don't know that it came from a place that's outside the tchum, you can assume that it's okay, and therefore you are allowed to use the chalil, even though a guy bought it. You don't have to assume it came from outside the tchum. So that's a very big cooler. The next Rashi, Ushmul Amar Chayishinan Shama Chutz L'chum L'chaim L'anu Yichayish, that maybe it came from outside the wall. Rashi says, Afil L'havi Michutz La'ir, even if it brings from outside the city. Anu Toilin, we are, Joey, how's a good word for Toilin? We assume L'hatir. We're going to go L'kula V'aymrim, and we say, Shama, perhaps, B'sechat Chum L'anu Erev Shabbos. Even as long as we don't know otherwise, we assume that the chalil was inside the tchum from before Shabbos. The seftin b'motzei Shabbos miyad, and for the levaya that'll take place in motzei Shabbos, these chalilim can be used then miyad right away. There's no kdesh yasim. Now Rashi addresses the term chayishinon. The chayishinon nami armin lekula. The term chayishinon, don't be thrown off. That 99% of the time you see that word chayishinon, and you automatically assume a chumra. Okay, that's what you, the over here that doesn't mean that. Okay, the armina, there's another case of where you have such a thing. Mizas chagiga, gabi psula sheibra, a psula, a girl who was the virgin became pregnant chayishinon shema bambati ibra. We suspect that perhaps she became pregnant through an ambati. That means that there was ambati means a bath. Perhaps there was a man who was moitzi zera in the bath, and that's she went to the bath right after, and that's how she became pregnant. We do not assume that she did a maisa isser or be a sisser, and she's still muteres l'kahuna. L'shmul halacha k'armina masis, and this is what the Mishnah means to say: La yisbeno in Yisrael, a Jew. Should not use his chalilin unless you can assume that it came from a close place. Well, this excludes biyadua, where you know for sure the mechutz l'tchum bo, when you know for sure that it came from outside the tchum. So we have a very big difference of opinion between Rav and Shmuel about how to judge these chalilin. Now the Gemara continues, Daika masnisan kavase de Shmuel. The Mishnah sounds, you can redact the Mishnah to sound like Shmuel the Tani. It says, "Asa le'aron v'chafer le'kaver." If you made an aron, he dug a grave. Yikarav Yisrael, a Jew can be buried there. Alma, so you see, misfek ashari. So you see over there, it wasn't so clear what the guy had done it for. So it's a suffix, and you see if it's a case of a suffix, it's mutter for a Jew to use. Hachanami here too in the case of Chalil, misfek ashari, it should be mutter too. That is the diik like Shmuel. V'ktanya kavasa de Rav, and we have a brisa that sounds like Rav. What does it say? It says ear. This is actually not a brisa. It should be Tanan, one of the Gleonis over here. It changed it from Tanya to Tanan, which is a mission we had before. It says ear shisru of Nachman Daramba, a city that has Goyim and Jews living in it. Vice about Merchatz, and Merchatz is b'Shabbos, and there was a bathhouse that was operating on Shabbos. Im Rav Nachrim la'erev. If most of the city is Nachum, then in the evening, Brahmacha Shabbos, Rechatz Bamiyadi, Yisrael can use it right away. It doesn't have to wait at all any Kadesh Yask. Im Rav Yisrael, if most of the city are Jews, and you can assume that the people of the bathhouse warmed it up for the Jews. Yamten, you have to wait Ah Kadesh Yechum. You have to wait until it would take enough time to heat it up. until you can heat up with hot water. Mechtza al mechtza, if the city is 50-50 Jews and Goyim, this is what the Rai is going to be like to Rav, and then is, you have to wait until you can heat up hot water. So the Raya will be from this line, it's a suffix, and you have to be stringent. So that sounds like Rav. The Brisa continues, Rabbi Huda Omer, Bambatik Tana, in a small bath, in Yeshba Roshus, if there's an Adam Choshev, Rechus Bo Miyad, then you can wash right away after Shabbos. My Roshus, what is that? What's the definition? I'm Rabbi Yehuda, Im yesh ba adam chashiv, if there's an important, distinguished person, she yesh lo asara avadim, that has 10 servants, shemachamal ayudu kumkumen v'basachas, who heat up for him 10 kettles of water at one time. Bambatik tana, in a small bath, mutter lirchus b'miyad, then, if there's such a person in town, so we assume that the people of the bathhouse heated up for the needs of that adam chashiv, and a Jew, right after Shabbos, can use it. Now, Rashi points out something, that even though you might have a raya to a Rav from the line that's Mechzal Mechzal, you have to be Machmir, there's another Girsu here that says, Tanya Gavasa de Shmuel, because of this second part of the Braisa, Rabbi Hudon, Rabbi Matik Tana, Rechaz B'miyat, that over here, because he says you're being toilet, you don't know that for sure the bathhouse was heated up for this person, and afal pikim, you can assume that and go lakula. So this is, there are different rishonim who have different gesoyos on this, but either way it comes out that as machloikis, is this a riot to Rav, or is it a riot to Shmuel? Gemara continues, asle arn v'chafer lekever. We said that if a guy did that for himself, or we can assume that he did it for himself, then a Jew can make use of it. But if he did it for Israel, then it's a problem. Now the Gemara asks, why can a Jew use it? Why don't you wait until it takes the amount of time to either dig a grave or make an Orin? Now this question is obviously only a question in Rav, not in Shmuel. Because according to Shmuel, there's no reason to be machmer at all. You don't have to assume anything. According to Rav, Rav says, "Kol zman that you don't know for sure that he did it for himself, right? Then you no assumptions can be made to go lakula. So this question of why don't you wait to shiasu because let's go lachumra, that question can only be in Rav. The one says, Amarula, you know why you don't have to wait to shiasu? Because we're talking about Aymed Basharatya. Because it's standing, the grave is standing in a by a highway, and it's not the derech of Jews to bury over there. Therefore, it's muchach that it was not done for a Jew. It's muchach that it was done for a guy. Was a tinach kever? Good. Now I understand why you said that the kever is not a problem. Arun, Michael, Amemar. What about using the arun? Amar bavo, but mutol al kvarin. With the case of the Aron over here is talking where the Aron was resting on top of that kever, so it's muchach that we know that kever was built by the highway, which is not a Jewish way of burying. So this Aron was laying on top of that kever, and therefore it's a muchach that thing was not built for Jews either. Next Mishnah, Oisin Kol Tzorachei HaMeis. We can do all the needs of a meis on Shabbos, except moving him, which we're about to say. Sachin, you can anoint him, which means you can rub oil on him. Umadichin Oisoi, and you can rinse him off with water. Ubavad, as long as you do not move any of his avarim, any of his limbs. Shemten asakar mitachtav, you can pull the pillow out from underneath him, even though by doing so you will cause him to move, you're still allowed to do that anyway. Okay, umatilin oisoy alachol, and you're allowed to put him, not directly physically moving him, but by again pulling out the mattress or a pillow and put him on the sand, bishvil, in order Shiyamtin, in order that he should remain moist, because you don't want him drying out, because if he dries out and it's too hot, then he will come to be mashriach, he'll stink, and it'll be a terribly foul odor. Kaishun is a lechi. You can tie the jaw on the body, or the corpse. Lo shiyala. Not that you can't do it in order to move the jaw back up to close his mouth. Ella, you could do it, shalo yosef, that it should not continue to droop more. V'chein, similarly, kaira shenishbra, a beam to a house that broke. Soimich anaysa, you can, soimich means to put things next to it to hold it up. B'safsal, with a couch, or baruch hasamita, with bedposts. Loi shetala, not that it should straighten it up. Ella, shaloi tois, if you're allowed to do that, that the break should not grow. Just in order to prevent the break from becoming larger, you're allowed to do this. Now the Gemara is going back on the first part of the Mishnah. It says that you're allowed to wash the mace and do tzrachim for the mace, even though you can't move him. We have a brisa which sounds not like that, which the Gemara addresses. There's a ma'isa with a talmud of Meir she'nichnas achro lebeis amerchot, who came after Meir to the Beata, speaking shaladiach karka, and he wanted to rinse off the karka, the floor, and in that Beata there was a stone floor, so there wouldn't be a problem of being mashed the gumais, which is ordinarily a problem that we come across throughout this mesechta. Being mashma gumas, when you strain out the holes, that's a malacha of being baina. There's no problem. Even so, I'm a lay emadich, and you can't do it. He lost the kaka. He wanted to shmir the kaka with oil. I'm a lay ein sachen. You can't do it. So he couldn't do it, and he couldn't wash. He couldn't do the anointing of the oil. So you see, because the floor is something which cannot be moved, it's emetaltel, and it's something which is emetaltel, you can't wash or smear with oil. So that is a direct contradiction to what we said by a mace. A mace you also can't move, and alpha pikein we said that you're allowed to wash and anoint it. My answer is karka b'karka michla. For the reason why we are machmir in this case, Rabbi Meir was machmir with this Talmud, is because we might confuse one type of karka, the stone floor, with another type of karka, the dirt floor. We know washing the dirt floor or rubbing oil into the dirt floor is a problem. We can do gemlacha derais if you do that. Therefore, we restrict by all floors not to do these things. However, meis b'karka le michlafa, to do the needs of a corpse of a dead person can be that you're allowed to do, because you're not going to machlaf. You're not going to come to confuse a meis with the karka with the floor. Now the Mishnah had said you're allowed to do all called a tzrachim of the mace. Kol la suye mai. What is that coming to include? La suye haratan rabbanim. It is including this thing we learned in the following brisa. Nevin klei mekar. You could bring kalim which cool the mace off. Rashi says that means glass. Klei matchos and kalim of metal kalim umanichen al kresa, and you put them on the belly of the mace, today in order that his belly should not swell. Upaykin is the kavav, and you close up the orifices, the different holes of his body, in order that the air or the wind should not enter his body, which will hasten the spoiling or the making the body stink, which will be a design for the mace. The Av Shlomo Omar b'Chachmasa, Shlomo Melech says in Kohelas, in his wisdom, the pasuk over there says, "Ad shelo yirasek chaval kesef," before the yirasek means to snap. Before the chaval kesef, the silver rope snaps. What is that referring to? Zechut hashidru. This is talking about the spinal cord. V'tarot Gulas Azov, the golden bowl will be shattered. That is a reference to the male organ. V'tishavar kad al hamabua, and the jug will be broken by the fountain. Zeh hakeres. This is the belly. All these things in the pasuk are references to the different parts of the body which decompose. v'naras hagagal abar, and the wheel will break by the cistern. Zeh perish. This is referring to the human waste. Okay, the excrement. V'chein hu oimer. Similarly, it says v'zarisi parash al panechem parash chagechem. This is the Navi talking, chastising Yidden for wrongdoing. It says Hashem will take the perish refuse and throw it on your face, the refuse of your chagin. Now the Gemara gives a little better definition of what that means. Amar Rav Huna the Amila Amar Chaga Elu Bnei Adam. The pasuk is referring to people shemanichin divrei Torah, who leave aside words of Torah. And call you man, kichagim, and they make their entire day, their entire life, like a holiday, with their rashis, their tanugim. So since life is one big party, and they don't take seriously their avodas Hashem, so Hashem is not interested when they come for chagim, Hashem throws it right back at them. Amar Levi, Amar Papi, Amar Yeshua, la'achar shloshi yomim, after death, 3 days after death. A kresa nifkas, the belly of the person who had died breaks open. The nafelas le'alponov, and its contents is pushed back, falls on the person's face. The omeris le'in, and tells him to take mashnasatemi, take what you gave me. So the items in the stomach had to get in the stomach because it came through the person's face, came through his mouth. So this is a way of saying that whatever you eat will eventually come back to the face, which is there's more to this than meets the eye. We don't have time to go into all the perushim. Ein ma'atzman. If we have time, we'll speak later when we finish the daf. Ein ma'atzman asameis b'shabbos. You cannot close the eyes of a dead person in Shabbos. The standard practice of Chavar Kedishas was when they set up a mace for burial, is they close his eyes. Nowadays, the minhag is also to cover the eyes with broken pottery, but the eyes have got to be closed. Now, the eyes cannot be closed on Shabbos because he can't move his eyes because he's muktzah. Because he, just like we said in the last Mishnah, the corpse cannot be moved. V'loy b'chol, and your person can't close. He, during the weekday, he can't even close the eyes of the mace in Yetzias HaNefesh when the neshama is about to leave, because by doing so, you are hastening his death, which is tantamount to murder, which the Gemara is about to say. V'amatim in Yetzias HaNefesh, the person who closes the eyes of the mace when the mace is about to die, harezeh shayfich damim, this is murder. It's a mechlekes of the Rishonim and Achronim. Does this mean mamish murder, or it's gilu murder? You know that nafkamina will be if there are edim and hashra. Okay, again, a person, a doctor standing in a hospital bed next to a mace, and the person was about to die, he's geisusim, and he closes the eye. So the difference will be if he gets edim and edim there and they give him hashra, will you kill that person who closes the eye? So if you hold, this is literally a ma'aser ritzicha, it's a shayfich damim literally, then you do that. If you hold that this is it's a ma'aser which is tantamount to murder but not actually murder, so you would not carry through that punishment. It would be a chiyuv obviously with the shemayim. Tana rabbanim, hama'atzmoy em yitzias hanafish, someone who closes the eyes of a ma'aser while the fight for life is going on, while it looks like the person is about to die, and obviously the person does when he closes the eye, right? Harezeh shefich damim. That's a murder. Mushal, this is comparable, laner, to a candle, shekavav olechas, that is, going slowly burning out. So, other maniach etzbo'ala, if a person puts his finger on a candle that's about to flicker out, mi'ad kafsa. It burns out right away. So it's the same thing when you close the eyes of a person who is in the throes of death. So you're literally doing kibui on his neshama, extinguishing the soul, the light of his neshama. And by the way, there are several psukim which compare the neshama of a person to a candle or a ner. So there's Marshall has, you know, there's more in this metaphor than this than the just you know, a simple. It's diamond to this. The neshama is mamish is considered the candle of a person. Tanya, Shmuel Leimer, Haritzayach, she is asmo enav shol meis. Haritz, someone who wants to close the eyes of a dead person. Nefeich lo yain bechaytmoi, he blows wine into the nostrils of that person. The nurse shemen ben risa yainav. And he puts oil between his eyelids, and he holds, Rashi says, he squeezes the two big toes, and the eyes of the mace will automatically close. By the way, this brisa is only talking about during the week, not on Shabbos, because you can't squeeze the toes of the mace on Shabbos. Tanya, brisa is toward Shimon, going to be Loimer, Tinik ben Yom Ochai, if there's a baby who is one day old, and he's in a sakana, or even a suffix sakana. Mechalal in Allah versus Shabbos. You can do chilul Shabbos in order to save him. David Melech Yisrael al Meis. Even if you have someone who had died, even if he is as great a tzaddik or a great person of Klal Yisrael as David HaMelech was, ain mechalal in Allah versus Shabbos. You're not mechalal Shabbos for the needs of a Meis or his burial. Tinik ben Yom Ochai Mechal Vetz Shabbos. We're explaining the rationale why for a baby who is one day old, you Mechal Shabbos. Because I'm retired. The Torah says Chilul of Shabbos Echad. You should Mechal Shabbos once Shabbos in order to save him. Today, in order Sheishma Shabbos Zharbe, in order that the baby should grow and be shomer many Shabbos. David Melch Yisrael Meis and you don't Mechal Shabbos came in Shem Meis, because since a person dies on the batal mana mitzvahs, he is batal for mitzvahs, and therefore there's no cheshbon of future key mitzvahs by burying him. V'hainu Dam Rabbi Yechanan, this is where Rabbi Yechanan had taught elsewhere that it says in the pasuk b'meisim chavshi, with dead people there's freedom. Kevin Shemes, we die. What does that mean? Since a person dies, Kevin Shemes Adam nasa chavshim in a mitzvah, he becomes free from doing mitzvahs. Matanya, we learned another price of Shimon ben Elazarimer, Tinik ben Yom Ochai, of a Tinik who is one day old, is alive. Ain't tzal l'shemim in a chulom in achbar. Do not have to watch him that he shouldn't be set upon by chuldos or weasel, achbarim, or mice from rodents, because you know, these things naturally fear a live human being. However, Aval Og Melchabashan, who was a giant, the pasuk says that his crib was 10 amas long. So you see, that's what he was when he was a baby. You can imagine how you. What a giant he was when he came to full size. But Emel Chabashan, if he dies, Tzarech L'Shemim and Achulo Menach Barim. You have to watch him from rodents, from weasels and mice. Shenemar, where do we know this? Because it says in the pasuk, "V'Morachem Chitchem Yiyu." Yeah, your fear and the dread of you of people will be on all the animals. So we dash and close man shadow machai, whenever a person is alive, a Muslim would tell us labrias. His fear is spread upon the creatures of the animal world. Kevin Shemes, but when a person dies, Batlay Muslim, the fear is null is battle, is null and void, is no longer there. Amra Papa, Rapapa says, Naktinan, we have a teaching or a tradition, Arya Baitre Lainaf. A lion does not pounce upon two people. Now, the reason why Rav Papa had this teaching is because, based on that passage that we just brought, it says, "Umorachem chitchem," is a lotion of a rab. Okay, previously, the Gemara was talking about only one person, right? So, this, the Ben Yoyada asked, what's the difference, one person or two people? So, there are a couple of answers to this question. One is simply that Rav Papa was learning the drasha a little bit differently. Similarly, that animals definitely have fear of people, but it's only when they're plural people. The other way to learn it, which was what the previous one had said, was going on one individual one person. Moracham chitrim, lashon rabim, but it doesn't mean when there are many people. It's in general, moracham, your people, it doesn't mean only when you're together. Okay, any person, just a group of people are being addressed, their mayra will be on animals. Our line will attack two people. We know that there are times when lions do attack two people going together. So the Gemara answers that very chilling answer. Who could Rami Baraba? The Amar Rami Baraba. Ein chaya sholatas ba'adam. A chaya does not have power over a person. It cannot attack a person. Ah, chinid malik behema. Until the person appears to the to him like another animal. The animal only attacks people that appear to it like an animal, because the person is missing his tzura elokis. Every person is made in the image of God, has a neshama, and a person can take that image and ruin it through doing sin. Shinamar, how we know this? It says, Adam bi'ikar bal yolin, a person will not will rest in glory. Nimshol kevehemes ninmu, he'll be like a mushal, he'll appear like a behemoth. That is when he does not do a ma'isa adam. Amar of Chanina, Aser lishin rebeis achidi, a person is not allowed to sleep in a house alone. The kol ha'yoshin rebeis achidi, achsos alidus. And anybody who does, who will be taken hold of by the demon Lilith. Hitanya, another brayso of Shimon Lazar Omer, asay ad sha'ata moitza, a person should do good deeds, specifically tzedakah, when he still has who to bestow tzedakah upon, when he still has money, still has his hand to achieve what he wanted to. So take advantage of the potential that you have now, which is a very big lesson, especially for these days right before Rosh Hashanah. Life is really about using your one big potential. Not utilizing your potential, it's always gone. Every day goes by, you don't utilize potential, that day is gone. This is the Olam to do. The Olam, once you get to the Olam Hamas, there's no more potential anymore. V'av Shlema Amar B'chach Masai, Zachar Es Be'iracha B'mei B'chrusecha, you should remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Ashal Yavo Yimei Hara, before the evil days come, which refers to Eli Yimei Hazikna. Utilize your potential and do Maisim Toivim in your youth before you get older. The bigger Shchar being Koivish or Yetzahara when you're young than when you're older. V'yagiyu Shanim Asher Timer Enli Bem Chayfetz. This is also continuation of the Pasuk. And years will come where you have no desire for those years. Eilu yimaisa Mashiach. These are the days of the Mashiach. She'en v'hem lo'ischus v'lo'y chayva. When there's no opportunity for to gain merits or a chayv. But you see, this Tana is learning the days of the Mashiach are eilu yimaisa chayfetz. Why? Because he's saying there's no more potential. That's one of the beauties about this world. When the Vilna Gaon was about to die, he started to cry. He asked him why. He says, because in this world, for a couple of pennies, I can do the mitzvah of tzitzis. And it's, I get schar, terehem for that. Once he dies, that's it. There's no more chances. We pligat the Shmuel, and that this last part is in contradiction to what Shmuel had taught. Shmuel en ben olam hazeh lemas Mashiach. There's no difference between this world and the days of the Mashiach. Ella shir malchus bavad, except the subjugation of the Yidden to foreign kingdoms. Shenemar ki leach al evin mekev haaretz. You see that this is going forever. There will not never cease to be poor people from the land, which Shmuel understands that refers to the days of Mashiach also. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar Kapra, Emel Yolam Yivakashal Merachamim Al Midazu. A person should always ask for Rachmanis for this Mida for poverty, or not to fall into poverty. Shem Huloi Ba, if he doesn't come to him, Ba Benoi, he comes on his son, Vim Benoi Loi Ba, if his son doesn't come to poverty, Ben Benoi Ba, then his grandson will come to poverty. Shinemar, like the Pasuk says, Ki Beglal Hadavar Azeh, because the end of the pasuk is because of this thing, Hashem says of giving tzedakah, I will reward you. But we dash in that on this word beglal, Tana Rishmal galgal hu shechayz ba'olam. Poverty is like a wheel that goes around. It turns around and it goes from one family to the next. And the mazel of wealth and poverty is always changing. Rabbi Yosef, Nakina Haitzim Rabbanan, we have a teaching, when you see a Tamachacham, Loi Miani, Tamachacham will never become poor. In fact, the Gemara, what do you mean, Vakachazin Demiani? You see that the Chacham are poor. So he says, what he means, Yisra Demiani, if he becomes poor, Ahaduri Episcopal in Mahadi, he's not going to go begging door to door. Amala Ruchila de Bisu, Ruchia told his wife, Kiasa Anya, when a poor person comes, Akdimale Rifta, quickly give him bread. Kiheke, in order, the Lakhtanu Levanecha, that people should give your sons, when it's their turn, bread right away. Amrale, she was taken back and she said, Melka Laitis, Lo, why are you cursing our children? Amrala, he told them, no, Kroksiv. It's a Mefurash Pasuk. It's a wheel which goes round and around, and therefore a person has to assume that if it doesn't hit him, it'll hit his children. And if you want your children or your descendants to be taken care of, you should be careful and give it tzedakah and give it quickly. The pasuk was explained. Kolam rachman l'abriyos. Whoever has rachmanis on people, rachman l'abin shemayim. Then Hashem has rachmanis on him. Kolashin rachman l'abriyos. Whoever does not have rachmanis on other people, im rachman l'abin shemayim, there's no rachmanis on him from shemayim. Pasuk says, "Ad asher lo yitashach hashemesh va'or." Before darkness overtakes the shemesh and the or, going back to padachas va'chaytim is going on the forehead and the nose, the nostrils. Va'yareach. When it says in the pasuk, "Moon zu neshama." When it says the stars, elu halistas, or the cheeks, is also talking about the compensation of the body. Shavu havim achar geshem, when the clouds return to the rain after the rain. Zum meir onav shalah adam. This is the eyesight of a person. Shahilach achar habechi, which goes after crying. When a person cries too much, and he starts to lose his eyesight. Amar Shmuel, just another two lines. Hi, dimasa a tear ad arba nishnin hajun. What's lost by through tears until 40 years can be returned. Does not return. Afterwards, after 40, that's it. Remember, Nachman Haikuchla, this Isaf Adaran Shin Mervech is good for them. After 40, it doesn't make the Isaf better. Afilu Ma'ik Kefsin the Gedoy. Even if you have so much of it that it fills up the thickness of a weaver's beam, Akumi Mukum Mervech Lamarvech. It'll help your eye, but it won't make it better. What's the chiddush in this? The common olam kuchla tfei mali. The reason why we use that expression of mekius and the gidoy, tell you that if you have thicker eyes, it is better. We'll stop here.